Let's talk about microdosing. You know that feeling when your body and mind are really at peace, like after a workout or a nice long shower, where you've relaxed, you're focused, and a little energized? It feels just right, like you're in the zone. Well, microdose can help you not only get into that zone easier, but stay there longer. Microdose gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just the right amount of good. I absolutely love how helpful these gummies are. For me, half a microdose gummy during the day helps me really stay centered and really fresh as I get everything done on my list. And they really help me relax in the evenings as well and just be present and in the moment instead of worrying about things from the day or what I have to do tomorrow. Get 30% off your first order plus free shipping today at microdose.com, promo code MinaAF. It's available nationwide. That's microdose.com, promo code MinaAF for 30% off and free shipping. Microdose.com, promo code MinaAF. I'm Mina Starzyak-Hawk, and this is MinaAF, where I answer all of your questions and you can ask me anything.
Can we talk about money?
Can you still breastfeed with implants?
You're both boss moms.
And I'd love to know the story of how you met.
Literally anything any of you want to hear. Listen as we build a community and get to know each other better. Hello, everybody. Happy Tuesday. I hope you had a good Monday. Welcome back to Mina AF. It's a weird day. I'm recording this about a week in advance, and yesterday was the anniversary of Steph's passing, so Steve's sister. And it was the same day that I was sent the rough cuts of the Lake House show. So what that means, it's like the first draft of the edit. And Steve and I were watching it together yesterday. And in the second episode, you see Steph. She's in a lot of pictures at the old store. And Steve and I are at the old store. And the kids are there. And we're like, look, you know, that's your Auntie Steph, you guys. And then they do a flashback to her episode because we've renovated a house for her. Not too long ago. And it was her first place. And Steve, obviously, but like I just like covered my face and like bust out in tears. Because it still just doesn't feel real. It's like we're gonna see her again, like she's out of town or something. So that was super hard. And it's always a hard day for Steve. You know, I think myself, I tend to keep myself so busy. I don't really have time to like, you know, get in my head about stuff. But as soon as I saw her, I remembered that it was the anniversary of her passing. It's still really hard. So that day, those feelings kind of in the mix of just, as you guys know, like so much is going on. And a lot of the questions I've been getting sent in on Instagram or in the voicemail box are about like the changes. I'll read a couple of them. How things have changed like financially from Good Bones, how the new store is going. Talk, if you can, about what it was like for Good Bones to end and how it affected you. Good Bones relationships after the show, forgiveness, a lot of things that are just kind of those life things that have been going on that I know I've touched on in some other episodes. But I think one of the things that I'm struggling with the most right now is like, who am I now? And I was talking, Steve and I had a session with our therapist, and I was just really quiet. And I don't know what she asked me, but I just started crying. And I was like, I just don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know how I feel about it because I don't know what's going on. I don't know what I'm doing with myself every day. I don't know like what my goals are, what my end game is. I just don't know. And I've really never felt like this in my life before. But that's because like my whole identity, she was like, you know, you're your identity was wrapped up in work. Like that's what you did. That's what you were. Like you were a hard worker and you would just always work. And she said, you know, I get these people that come in, a lot of them men who have been downsized from their corporate job and they have no idea what to do with themselves or their time or their life because they were defined by the work they did. And it just kind of really got me thinking, like, whether it's your life changing because you've gone from working every day to being a stay-at-home mom, or being a stay-at-home mom to your kids going to school and being out of the workforce, and then what do you do? Or my change, which I don't even know how you begin to describe it. But since I can remember, like since I got my driver's license, I've worked and I've always been good at what I did. I mean, my first job was at Lady Di's European Body Wraps. My boyfriend's mom owned it and it was a body wrap salon. And like, I was the best one there and I gave the tightest body wraps and people requested me. And then after that, I worked at Suntan City and I was like the best associate and I would sell the most lotion and I would sell the most memberships. And, you know, then I worked for my landlord in college. I've always worked and I've always enjoyed it and I've always been good at it. So that was like my thing. And not that I'm not working, like my days are full, but it's just so different. And it's, I think, because I have time to sit and like reflect on what I'm doing versus the last 10 years where it was like, just do it. I don't know what's next, but we got to do this thing no matter what. And then we'll deal with the next thing when it comes. So it was this really like, I think probably frenetic existence where it was just putting out fires instead of ever really having the time to get ahead and thinking about what are my next 10 steps or what are my next 2 steps or what are my long-term goals. I was just in the weeds doing the things. And now I'm still doing things. I'm still got the store. I still have, you know, 4 home projects going on. I've got you guys with the podcast. Like there's still things, but it's not this like chaotic existence where I'm putting out fires and I'm stopping and I'm thinking a lot more. And I'm sure you guys can all relate. Like when you have time to stop and think, it just, you know, weird things starts happening in your head when you get in it. And it's just so layered for me. And especially, you know, thinking about Steph passing yesterday, I'm like, what would Steph think about what I've done? And would she be proud? Would she approve? Would she have called me an asshole? You know, what would she have done? And how would our lives be different if she was still here? And then, you know, how, now that I do have this opportunity to direct my life more instead of just being like an actor in it, I guess it's a little scary because it feels like it's so much more responsibility. Whereas before, I was just going through the motions and everything was happening and, you know, I was making enough money to be okay. No one's getting rich, having the kids, being a good parent, like or just doing all the things, but with no real plan. And I'm in a really weird spot now because I can't figure out my plan. The store's only been open for, you know, 3.5 weeks. And it's not going gangbusters like I'd hoped it would. And that's really hard. And it's only been 3 weeks. I'm so impatient. Like when I want change and I want to do things, I want to do them now. I want to be good at them now. And turns out I'm not being good at everything right now. And I feel like shit about it. I think it's probably a very normal feeling, but just one that I haven't let myself feel in a long time. Like I'm sure I get so many messages from you guys, like because things have changed in your lives, because, you know, even my sister-in-law, who I think would be super fun to have her come on. Well, not fun, but in a really interesting conversation. She's always worked as well. She worked for me for a while and she was with a bigger company and she got downsized like 8 months ago and she loves working and she wants to work. And now she's a stay-at-home mom. And like learning how that works for you, like learning to love that. Like it's weird. I feel like every day when I'm working, I need to like tell someone else what I'm doing. Like I need to check in. I need someone else to know that I did all these things today, that I was super productive today. Like someone say, good job, because you did a lot of shit. And figuring out how to go through my day to day without all these outside sources of like positive affirmation. Like, you got the house done. You got the design done in 3 days. You and MJ pulled it off. Like, it was a shit show, but we did it. Like, there's no one around anymore. And it's this really strange feeling. Like, not that there's no one around. Like, obviously, Steve and the kids are around. Brittany still works for me, and she's an amazing support system. But there's been so much noise for the last 10 years, and now it's much more quiet. So you can hear things and see things much more clearly. And with the clarity, there's just a lot of unknowns. And I'm really having a hard time figuring out this intersection of like my passions, what I'm good at, what makes money, where those three things intersect. I have coffee with my sister weekly, and I was talking to her this morning about this and how I'm like having a really tough time adjusting to not just being like this workhorse and having that be my identity, and people like, yeah, she's a hard worker. She'll get it done. Da da da. Might be crazy, but she'll get it done. Like, that was my identity. And she said, wasn't your whole reason for like busting butt the last 10 years so you could have a slower life with the kids and not work as much? I'm like, no, you're exactly right. That's exactly why I did it, or at least why I told myself I did it. And I'm happier. And it's still really weird and really confusing. And I don't know what to do with the transition. And like I said, I'm so impatient. It's not been that long since the last time I filmed. I stopped filming. You know, Good Bones, I stopped filming. I don't know what, like 8-9 months ago. But The Lake House and House Hunters, I was doing those things. And not only is there this whole like mental, emotional element of like, what am I doing next? But there's a financial one as well. And because I've just always worked and there's always been the next thing, I've had a source of income. And now I don't. And that's going to be a huge adjustment. And I don't know if it's one, like, I don't know how to make it. And not knowing, like, we started, Steve and I started the process of, like, we got a financial advisor. We got we planned our estate. Like, we made our will. We did all that in the last, like, 4 months. But I haven't got to the point with my financial planner yet where it's like, let's, like, lay it out. This is the money coming in. This is the money going out. So this is how much you guys need to make to have a lifestyle that you want, to be able to budget for a family vacation, to be able to do this, to be able to do that. And it's the first time in my life since I started working that I don't necessarily know where the next paycheck is coming from. And there's not a regular one. Like, is there going to be a regular paycheck again? The only way that would happen is if, you know, if I got another show, and I don't know if that's going to happen. So the financial aspect of it is really hard for me because I've talked about it before on the podcast, but that like financial security is a huge trigger for me just because of how I was raised. And it's hard to not know where your next paycheck is going to come from. And whether that paycheck is $100 or $1,000, I think obviously that's a feeling like, you know, people can relate to. I have money in savings, but you also don't want to spend your money in savings. It's savings for a reason. So, you know, all the questions about kind of where I am now, how things are going now, how the business has changed. So much. Everything's just stopped. And like, you know, it's like, I feel like the road runner, like I'm still running, but like everything else is stopped. So like, where the F am I going and what am I doing? I'm just like treading water while I figure out what I'm going to do. And it's new and it's super uncomfortable. So how am I doing today post show? I guess that was the question that was asked that I was...
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
We all have different stressors, some big, some small, that we carry around and that really weigh us down. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to have a negative effect on us. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever it is that's weighing you down. For me, therapy has been so helpful, really learning those positive coping skills and to be the best version of myself. I know myself better and how to set the right boundaries that really work for me. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, then give BetterHelp a try. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, and it's entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/MinaAF today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/MinaAF. Warmer, sunnier days are calling, and you can fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for? With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. With delicious options from breakfast to dessert, you can stay fueled all day long with easy and nutritious options. Plus, with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon, Factor meals are a real treat. I love the convenience and the variation of Factor's different meal preferences. Whether it's managing calories, maximizing protein, or avoiding meat, crush your goals this May with Factor. Head to factormeals.com/MinaAF50 and use code MinaAF50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code MinaAF50 at factormeals.com/MinaAF50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Walking all kinds of circles around, but it's so day to day. Overwhelmingly, I feel not great because I just feel like I'm just really not doing well at anything. The store's open, but it's not gangbusters. My like social media management company is not interested in partnering with me, it seems. I don't have a new show. No one's banging down my door saying, Good Bones was so great. Let's make another one. Let's do it tomorrow. I tried to launch design consultations, in-home, and didn't get a single email. Literally not a single one. And if that's not humbling, I don't know what is. So if y'all are feeling kind of cruddy about yourselves, just know that you're not alone. And I think it's interesting, maybe probably why some of you guys listen, is because I think a lot of people like in my position that you think are like people all the time are like, oh my God, you're famous. Isn't that so cool? Like, I don't think I'm famous. Maybe Indiana famous. But these people that are like in the spotlight, you don't see or hear a lot of like the crappy stuff. And so you just assume like they have this really lovely, like glamorous life and it's easy and it's fun all the time. And I promise you it's not. And I think when you know it's not, then it makes it so much easier to be like less hard on yourself about what you're going through. So like even Mina, who had a TV show and had whatever, fill in the blank, whatever it is that you think made my life so great, even with whatever that is, there's still a lot of really sucky days. And that's just life. And I'm going to sit in it for a while. It's super uncomfortable, but I don't really have an option, I don't think, other than just like completely zonking out. I know I've told you guys, and I've probably said it on Instagram a couple times, I've been having this really weird anxiety in the evenings, and it's not related to any one thing. I thought maybe it was like, okay, the kids have gone to sleep, like my brain's slowing down. So it's like getting in my head and just kind of freaking out. But then I was going on a work trip. Steve was actually coming with me, and it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, getting ready to get on the plane, and I was freaking out. I was having that exact same feeling. And I'm like, okay, is it because I'm traveling? Like, maybe. But then on the plane ride back, like, I was fine. And these like anxiety moments started popping up in ways that I couldn't put a pattern to it. So I couldn't go to my therapist and say, like, this is what's happening, and I think it's related to this. And we've been talking for as long as I've been a patient of hers. You know, you guys know I was on Wellbutrin and Lexapro for like the longest time. I got off Lexapro because I didn't want to be on an SSRI. And then I was on Wellbutrin and Latuda. And that's what I was on for a while. And then I started having these like anxiety bouts. And this could be a whole other episode. Like, trying to find the right medication is a tricky dance, and it's really hard to go through because switching on and off of medications just messes with you. It makes you feel like so funky and not good ways. But I went to her and said, I can't find a pattern. I'm not sure what's happening, but it's getting harder and harder to cope with. So we decided to switch my medication. And so I've stayed on Wellbutrin the whole time, but she had me kind of taper off Latuda and taper on to Vraylar. And that window where, I don't know, the Latuda was off and the Vraylar hadn't really kicked in yet, there was like a 2-day window with Steve and the kids where like I knew exactly what was happening. I was like, I am on edge. Like, everything feels like prickly needles on my skin. Everything the kids are doing, I'm having a hard time being patient with. Like, it was so unpleasant. But I knew, at least I felt like I knew what was happening. So I knew it wasn't going to be forever. And, you know, a couple days after that, the Vraylar, great, kicked in. And I've been on it for a couple weeks now. And I've not, at one time, she gave me a prescription, like, if I have kind of those like anxiety attacks, I can take as needed. And I only had to do it once in the last probably 3 weeks. But I went back to her and I was like, I just feel flat. I feel like nothing's happening. Like, I have these emotions, but they're just like sitting and nothing's coming out and I'm not feeling anything. So where we're at now is I tapered back the Vraylar to every other day. All this to say, like, it's been this roller coaster of trying to use medication to help work through this like massive, massive change in so many different ways in my life and still like feel all the feelings about it so I can work through those, but do it in a way where I don't completely lose my shit. I think medication's not right for everyone, but I think for a lot of people, it's a really good addition to seeing a therapist and working through your stuff. And changing my medications during so much of this has just been super hard. So if you're going through any of that, just try to be patient with yourself. And I really think the best thing you can do is, like I said out loud to Steve, I was like, I know what's happening. I can feel what's happening. It's got to be something with medication. So please just bear with me. Let me lean on you a little bit more these couple days. I don't want to be impatient with you guys, but this is what's happening. And then, you know, then it kind of subsided. And I think I'm in a good place now. At least with where like my medication has landed, and Steve's changed his, you know, over the last year. So it's something that we've kind of like gone through together. So we both understand it. And with how much you change over your lifetime, like being on the same medication your whole life, I don't think necessarily makes sense. I think like you adjust it with when you have like the life changes. I'm not a doctor. I probably shouldn't say that. That's just my personal opinion. My little disclosure there.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So where am I now, I guess, in a nutshell? I'm so sorry. I've been so rambly, but my head is in so many different places. I am running a store that hopefully is going to succeed and thrive. And I'm talking to you guys on the podcast, hoping this can grow enough that it's something that I can keep doing because I do really love doing it. And I promise you guys we'll get Steve back on more episodes. I know you guys love that. And I'm a mom trying to figure out, it's weird. I feel kind of guilty because I could be done with the kids every day at 4 and just play with them all day. But I really like working. So how do I marry that in my brain? And I have no idea what's happening, if I'll ever have another show or if I want to have another show, all that while being a wife and, you know, a business owner. So there's a lot going on. I apologize for the rambliness, but y'all wanted a little update. So that's my frenetic update over the last couple weeks. So you guys always feel free to send me an Instagram message. I think not everyone loves like leaving their voice on the voicemail. If you do, you guys know how to do that. You just click the link in the show notes. I do want to say thank you because there have been so many like really supportive, nice messages, not questions, just saying, you know, thank you for talking about fill in the blank or, you know, thank you for making me feel less alone about this. I got an Instagram message from someone who just listened to the infertility episode and was like, I know this is old, but thank you so much for talking about this. So while, you know, it's uncomfortable and a lot of people are super mad at me for what they call is airing my dirty laundry, all your guys' messages are the reason I keep doing this. So thank you for those. I really appreciate it when I'm having a bad day. Particularly, it means a lot. So leave a voice message. Send me a message on Instagram. I get a lot of questions from there as well. Let me know what you guys want to hear more about. Let me know what you guys want Steve and I to talk about. And until next time, I'll see you next Tuesday.